Paul, 15 seconds over the time.
Was it that much? That's a bit disappointing, isn't it?
So what were your thoughts as you were going around the course?
Yeah, I was really happy with the horse. He's, you know, he's a sensational cross-country horse. And went to team orders at the farmyard there and went long, which I was about down about 10 seconds on where I needed or wanted to be there. So I knew going the long route there as I was approaching it was going to cost me those time penalties, but I had to trust in the fact that he was very fit. But the horse is not used to taking many long routes, and certainly he's not used to me chasing him that fast to make time. He normally makes the time pretty easy. So he got a bit grumpy and a bit tired with me at the end there because I was pushing him so much harder than I normally would. Certainly got leg weary through from the Huntsman's Close onwards. Didn't quite gain the ground that I was hoping to after Huntsman's Close because obviously got a lot of galloping there, and I was hoping that that might be where I'd make up the time, but we were just able to, you know, just keep hold, edge up a little bit of time, but not enough.
And how was the ground out there?
Ground's absolutely perfect. It doesn't feel hard at all. I didn't slip once. You know, yeah, spot on. I mean, the badminton organisers have certainly learnt their lesson 4 years ago. They've given us fantastic going here, given the very adverse conditions that they've had to put up with. And, you know, this is the event that we've wanted all along and have come to expect at badminton.
And you said he came back very tired. Who would have thought it would be such a glorious day here at the end of April?
Yeah, it is fairly unheard of, that's for sure. Being so early, you'd expect it to be a lot wetter. But, it's made for a great competition and a great day's sport today.
And, Paul, let's look ahead to tomorrow's show jumping. Is Kilfinney a good show jumper?
He is a very good show jumper, but, you've always got to be a little concerned when they come through the finish line so tired as what he did. But watching a few of the other riders, he's certainly not the only tired horse here today. And we'll just hope that the training we've put into him over the last couple of months for his show jumping pays off, and he's perfectly capable of jumping a clear round tomorrow.
Well, best of luck, Paul. Thank you very much.
Thank you.